just put it to the test. Leave the rest, cause you're riding with the best. This right here is proven for success. So rule three.
Welcome to the Rule 3, the Breakdown Edition.
There's nothing you can do. So just to rule three. System will make you feel brand new. Your dreams must inspire you. So let's do rule three.
Welcome to the Rule 3 Breakdown Edition. Let's go into the first round draft. We'll just do the first. And by the way, if you haven't joined our Facebook, our group on NFL.com. We do have an NFL.com for picks. See how you do against us. So I would invite both of you to join the group.
I will.
So we can do that. Let's go into the first round. You'll make the picks for the teams.
I'll make the picks. You tell me if I'm right or wrong. Now, I do want to clarify this by saying these are not exactly what I think per se, because I think there's going to be a lot of trading in this draft that we don't know about, and that's why these mock drafts look crappy, because I can't predict if Cleveland's going to trade up from 12 or trade the 12. I don't know that.
You don't know.
All right, so are we ready?
Yes. Go ahead.
All right, you ready? Mm-hmm. Please don't screw this up. With the first overall pick, the Cleveland Browns select defensive end out of Texas A&M, Miles Garrett.
I agree with
you
that.
You suck, Warren Sapp.
I agree, but I hate it because I think he's going to be a bust. I think he reminds me of Mario Williams.
See, he reminds me of Von Miller.
He reminds me of Mario Williams because he takes plays off, and he does. And I don't like the fact that he's already telling other people, I'm not going to come be on your show because you're bad mouth. Dude, you don't face criticism. Get used to it.
I'm not. Hey. I
think he's going to be a bust.
All right. So, the number 2 overall pick, San Francisco 49ers, select cornerback out of Ohio State, Marcus Lattimore. Now, a lot of people have them taking Solomon Thomas out of Stanford but think about who their GM is now.
John Lynch.
I almost wanted to put Jamal Adams at this pick because it's John Lynch, and you got to think. He's going to want to get that secondary up because that's his calling card. You know what I'm saying?
The 49ers need a lot of help on their defensive side. They can't stop the run. They can't stop the pass. So either way, either pick is going to be
good. They can't make a bad pick at this point
unless they take Mitchell Trubisky, who ain't ready to play.
Well, there's a lot of rumors that they might pick one of the running backs, too.
Could be. I don't know, but
Carlos Hyde
is
their
really
guy,
good.
Man.
And that backup they got there, too, is really good, too.
They do. They lost Drone to the Giants, though.
Oh, they did to the Giants, right. Okay, number 3. So you guys, you both don't agree with my pick?
I'll agree with it because the John Lynch point.
I agree with that.
The John Lynch point put me over the top.
I agree with
that. I like that.
Go ahead.
With the number 3 pick, the Chicago Bears select defensive end out of Stanford, Solomon Thomas.
Yeah.
This guy is good. He's going to be good. He's going to be a guy who's going – he's never going to be the superstar. But he's going to play for 10 years and look real good.
And he has a high motor, man. Like,
he's going to be like
Solomon Thomas, right?
Solomon Thomas. He's going to be like Charles Johnson to me.
Now, somebody was telling me about Solomon Thomas. They said that they think he's the best offensive lineman in a very long time.
Well, he's a defensive end.
Or defensive. Is he a defensive end?
He made the biggest play in the Sun Bowl. Mm. The Tar Heels on the 1 yard line, about to go in and score. Came in, blew up Mitchell Trubisky, stopped all that quickly.
All right. Number 4 overall pick, Jacksonville Jaguars. And I don't agree with this, but they're stupid and they're going to do it. They're going to select running back out of LSU, Leonard Fournette. I don't agree with myself. But it's the Jaguars, and they're going to do something stupid. They're going to do it because I think the guy that they have now is just good.
They sitting there with Kenyon Drake.
They got Chris Ivory,
who they paid.
And Yeldon. And I think Yeldon is pretty good. He came on really well last year. But they're going to do it.
And Tom Coughlin, we know he loves to run a game. And Mike Marone now is their coach. They want to run the ball. So I can see them doing it.
Doug Marone.
Yeah. Boy, I just bought a
I can see them doing it.
All right.
I can see that.
So the number 5 overall pick for the Tennessee Titans is another Louisiana State University player, safety Jamal Adams. They need playmakers in the secondary, especially because they cut the lesser of the McCourty brothers.
No wide receiver, not to try to get Mario to some help on the outside.
If they reach for a wide receiver, they've messed up. This is not not a good, great year for a go. Because Mike Williams and Corey Davis are great, but not at six. That's high. I would rather go secondary. Just trust me. All right. I mean, you guys. I mean, so you guys don't agree? You think they would be better off with a receiver?
They're getting a receiver.
I think they're going to go wide receiver.
They're going Mike Williams.
I think they want to look out for Mariota.
I think six is way too high to take Mike Williams, and I like Mike Williams.
Williams or Corey Davis, one of those two guys.
There's five, though.
But at five, yeah. I mean,
at five, okay. Well, okay, so it's too high at five. All right, so number six. No. Yeah, number six. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. The New York Jets select quarterback.
Trubisky.
Mahone.
Pat Mahone?
Pat Mahomes.
Oh, you think they're going to throw a
curveball?
Curveball and go
I'm telling
Mahone.
You.
I like Mahone better, by the way.
Well, I like Deshaun Watson better if I'm going to pick anybody, but that's just me. But they're going – they're. Just that tell me that don't have the Jets written all over
it. Sounds
over
like a Jets play.
J-E-T-S. Jets. Just listen to the hype and be like, oh, yeah, we're definitely going to take this guy. And then Pat Mahomes is going to sit on the bench for 3 years and then never play again.
And then they're going to have all those quarterbacks, Hackenberg, Petty, Mahomes, and anybody else who can't play.
Yep.
Sorry, New York.
Well, I will go – I disagree. I think they'll go another quarterback. I think they'll go with Trubisky.
They could. I think the hype on Trubisky went up, and now it's falling down.
I personally think they'll take a running back, man. They need some running game. Matt 40, you can't go into the start of the season with Matt 40.
But you can't go with who? Who's their quarterback?
Josh McCown?
Come on, man.
I mean, if they draft a quarterback, that guy ain't going to be ready to play either.
No,
so.
But they will because they're the Jets. All right,
damn Jets.
Number seven, the Los Angeles Chargers select. Come on, man.
I'm feeding it.
I got excited, too. Safety, Malik Hooker.
Liberty Mutual, 24-hour roads.
I don't know what you're doing over there. You're confusing me now. The Chargers, you know, since they lost Weddle, they need somebody to replace in the secondary. I thought about maybe letting them take a defensive end here, but they just took Bosa. They don't need a quarterback still. With Melvin Gordon's resurgence last year, they don't need a running back. You're right, the Titans could reach for a wide receiver. The Chargers could be another one to try to go.
So you got them getting
Malik Hooker.
And I can see O.J. Howard falling right in here, too, because they need a tight end as well.
I am not high on O.J. Howard, so my draft does not reflect that very well upon him. Although I think he's a good talent, I just don't see the point of drafting a tight end that high. That's just me. Yeah. So, what most of us have been waiting for. At number eight, the Carolina Panthers, unfortunately, select running back Christian McCaffrey.
So
Stanford.
You're going with him over Fournette, and you
well,
think
Fournette's
go,
already
Fournette's
off, the board.
Off the board.
Oh, no, sorry.
Fournette went to the Jaguars.
All right.
I think they're going to go McCaffrey, and here's why. Obviously, I think Cook is the best running back in here, and I think everybody is going to be sad when they've missed out on him. But I think the Panthers, with the history with Greg Hardy, are not going to touch Dalvin Cook because of what happened in a parking lot where he was accused of hitting someone. He went to court. He was proven not guilty, and it was never talked about again until recently, and it's been brought up, and he's actually falling because of it. His stock is falling because people are now remembering it. And then they're trying to spin it along the lines of, well, he also cramped up in a lot of games. It was like,
at least he showed up for games.
They actually said he, from one, Mel Kiper's got him 46 now,
yeah.
Or 45th. McShay's got him 15th to India. So we'll see where he ends up.
All right.
All right, Grookey, what you got next?
Number nine, the Cincinnati Bengals select defensive end Derek Barnett out of the University of Tennessee. This guy is kind of a no-name guy. But if you watch SEC football, he wrecked a lot of games for people. He puts pressure. His stats didn't reflect how good he was because he didn't have a lot of help on the defensive line at Tennessee. But he is a very talented, high-end player, and he's risen on the draft boards a lot recently.
Okay.
Okay.
I agree.
And here, at number 10, I have the biggest stretch. It is my gamble, and I think it is the best play. The Buffalo Bills select quarterback Mitchell Trubisky.
To the Bills.
To the Bills.
Even though they re-signed
Tyrod Taylor.
Taylor.
They restructured his contract for nothing. And he was basically almost cut until he agreed to take no money. They have no faith in him.
He is a Sean McDermott move. I could have seen.
Exactly. I'm telling you, Sean McDermott needs him a tall white quarterback.
I'm just used to defensive coaches wanting to take defensive players.
I mean, it could be. Yeah. There's a lot there, but I just kind of feel like if Trubisky falls that far, you go,
No, I can't see hurt. Well, because you know at 12, if he's not, he will be. But I could see Cam Robinson probably going there because they need a line.
Could be.
All right, who you got at 11?
11, the New Orleans Saints select defensive end. Taco
Charlton. They need some defensive line help.
They need defense.
Yeah.
Plus, they now have 2 first-round draft picks, so they can kind of revamp there. All right, number 12. I don't believe that this team is going to pick here.
I don't either.
But I do believe that the player that is going to be picked right here, I think the Browns, if the Browns do this, they're smarter than taking one of these quarterbacks this high. The Cleveland Browns select Jonathan Allen, offensive tackle, Alabama. That's the smartest thing they could do. Get an offensive tackle who could play left tackle and learn from Joe Thomas for the next couple of years. And at the top, they take Myles Garrett to get a playmaker on defense.
And, I mean, you traded for Brock Osweiler.
I could see that, but I think they're getting ready to add another quarterback because I think they will trade that pick with the Jags. They will get Blake Bortles, and they will – Jags will end up with Deshaun Watson.
I haven't heard anything.
That's the rumor that I've heard.
I haven't heard that at all. Yeah. So maybe that's a possibility. But moving on.
Yeah, moving on.
The Arizona Cardinals select another boy from Alabama, defensive tackle, Cam Robinson.
Now, this is weird. One of the draft picks, they got Patrick Mahomes going to Arizona.
Arizona needs a quarterback. They got to start looking.
But I think you're better off getting – if you're Arizona, you're better off waiting to get –
And didn't they give Chandler Jones a crap load of money?
Yeah.
But he's a defensive end. This is defensive tackle. This is a guy who's going to come in and suck the middle up to get them boys
open. I thought
open.
Charlton played DN. He's D-tackle?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's D-tackle. Charlton, no. He can play DN.
Cam Robinson's D-tackle.
Cam Robinson.
I thought Cam Robinson's offense there.
All right. This person will be – this is the best place for this person to go. The Philadelphia Eagles – I've lost my number count.
So. Number 14.
Number 14. The Philadelphia Eagles select. Wide receiver, Mike Williams out of Clemson.
I agree.
If this team doesn't select a wide receiver in the first round, they have screwed up royally.
They've screwed Carson Wentz again.
Honestly, they need 2 things. Wide receiver, running back.
They do.
So running back, they can survive. Backs,
if Dalvin Cook's there, this is where Dalvin Cook should go.
I would love to see Dalvin Cook in a running back-friendly offense Philadelphia has.
This will, because they would use him like a Brian Westbrook. Slash
Jamal Charles.
Jamal Charles type. I think this would be his perfect fit.
It would be a good fit for him.
I would hate it as a Cowboys fan. But
their wide receiver, they have running backs that are okay. Like Matthews is okay.
Matthews can't stay
Sproles
healthy.
Sproles is still Sproles getting them by.
You can't keep running Sproles out
But
there.
You can't keep trying to throw to Jordan Matthews who's dropping every ball he's throwing.
And Nelson Aguilar who can't run routes.
Hey, yeah. I'm fine with it. I'm going to get a running back deal. Yeah. We'll see though.
No, okay.
Anyway.
I
like that pick.
Number 15, the Indianapolis Colts select offensive tackle Ryan Ramczyk.
Okay.
If you don't get an offensive line for Andrew Luck, please.
Stop. If the first pick isn't an offensive tackle, and I mean if Dalvin Cook's there and you want to select him, that's great. But I'm saying, dude, you got to get offensive tackles for poor Andrew
Luck. Please protect Andrew Luck.
They got one of the mock drafts is Reuben Foster, but I do like that pick.
Well, he had that sample. That, yeah. So he dropped.
Him and Jabril Peppers about to fall fast.
Now, Jabril Peppers, I found out about that news after I did this, so it's not really reflected. All Plus, if I believe anybody that his stuff was messed up by accident, it is Jabril
Peppers. He was sick.
They said he had a diluted sample, though, man. So,
but that just means he pissed basically straight water.
Because the night before he was sick, and they hadn't taken medicine.
Because if your piss ain't hot enough, they ain't going to take it no way. Right. So,
All right. You got 16.
16 to the Baltimore Ravens. I have wide receiver Corey Davis, Central Michigan. They need a playmaker at wide receiver.
They could use a tight end, too.
Defense end as well.
They could do tight. This could be a spot for O.J. Howard if he's there.
They need that, but I think defense, too, because you lost
Doomerville.
Elvis.
I mean, I get that, but at this point, when you're at this point in the draft, your guys are gone. Your good defensive guys are gone, and then everybody else you're kind of reaching for because they're in the 20s, and you're
taking who's on top of your board at that point.
I like Corey Davis. I think he's the best receiver in this game.
My dude got hands.
Yeah, he's great. He's
got
really
speed.
Good.
All right. So the Washington Redskins at number 16?
17.
17. Back-to-back wide receivers. Select John Ross, wide receiver out of Washington.
I can see that.
That man's got wheels.
He got wheels. And they need to replace DeSean Jackson.
Yep.
And Pierre Garçon went to San Francisco.
So, perfect spot for him, I think. All right. The Tennessee Titans are going to go secondary once again. Because, now I was going to pick a wide receiver here, but because I had already taken John Ross, Mike Williams, and Corey Davis off the thing, I went cornerback Quincy Wilson. I didn't write his school down, so I don't actually know where he went to school anymore.
Quincy!
That was 19, correct?
Something like that.
No, that was 18. And real fast, I like what this mock draft is. They got Corey Davis going 18 to Tennessee. And getting O.J. Howard with the first –
who's
number
the 19th
six,
pick?
The fifth. Ninth is Tampa.
The Buccaneers.
The Bucs.
Who select running back? Dalvin Cook out of Florida State.
That would be nice too.
Because Charles Sims is okay. Okay. We ended up picking a guy up off the street.
Jacquizz Rodgers.
And re-signed him.
And my boy Doug Martin is already suspended for like first four games of next season. So
Dalvin Cook makes so much sense. He's – friends with Jameis, and Jameis, you know, they like the Florida State guys. They took the kicker in the second round last year.
Yep.
So if Dalvin Cook is there,
I
can see them taking him.
I disagree because they need defense so much.
Their defense started playing better near the end
of
the year.
They need a defense end to go along with McCoy. That's where I think they get Barnett if he slides down.
If he's but down there.
If he's there.
I'm higher on Barnett than a lot of guys. Or I
Taco.
Know I am. Taco.
No, I like the pick. I mean, I think it's a perfect situation for him. But
right. Did they get a wide receiver this offseason to go with Mike Evans?
Yeah.
Yeah. Deshaun Watson. Or
Deshaun
Jackson.
Jackson, that's right. So, yeah, they're good.
Yeah. They're good.
That's
wide
why
receiver.
I was going to go wide receiver, but I was like, nah. All right. So, number 20, the Denver Broncos select Garrett Bowles, offensive tackle or guard or tackle. I don't really know if he's a guard or a tackle. I just know he's a big,
now,
fat, white guy who can block people real good.
They definitely need some offensive line help. They need some defensive line help because they couldn't stop the run.
When we get to it, I'll let you know.
All right. So, number 21, the Detroit Lions select linebacker Hassan Reddick.
Yeah.
Once again, I forgot to write what school he went down. I believe he went to Temple, though.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, dude.
I like that one.
The Lions need defense. Their offense was okay last year. The problem is they were scoring 35. They were giving up 38.
They got to get somebody to go on the other side of honestly.
They could use a wide receiver, too.
Yeah, they could. Yeah. They could. But after those first three, wide receiver is slim pickings for a while.
You wait until the second round now.
Number 22?
Yep, 22, Dolphins.
The Dolphins select a local boy out of Miami. Offensive guard, Forrest Lamp.
They
with,
need offensive
makes
line
sense.
Help.
With homeboy coming out.
Jay Ajayi
last year. Man, you get a guard to come and fill that spot.
Him and Tunzel.
Yep.
And, I mean, you think you took care of the tight end situation by trading for Julius Thomas. So
you think you did, but you
didn't. That was a farce.
What you got, 23?
23, the New York Giants. Select Zach Cunningham, linebacker. I forgot to write down his school, too.
And they could use some secondary help, too.
They could.
Before you go anywhere else, they need offensive line. For the love of God, they need to get offensive linemen.
Yeah, but
Eric Flowers is horrible.
After Lamp, there's no good.
Like the
there's
offensive
no,
line.
This is not a good year
good
for offensive line. All right, so where am I at now?
24.
24, the Oakland Raiders.
Oakland Raiders.
Select cornerback Kevin King. The secondary is the best position this year in the draft.
I hope he slides down. A lot of Mac drafts right now got him going to Dallas, but
I got you.
Kevin King's good though.
Okay, so the Houston Texans are on the clock, and they select quarterback Deshaun Watson out of Clemson.
Oh, you think he slides down 25?
Man, like people, they don't know where he's going
to
fall.
The quarterbacks are the hardest thing to pick. It's literally rolling.
None of them are ready to play.
That's the thing is everybody's like, oh, we like him, but he's not ready. So where do we draft him?
It's so funny this year because mock drafts, you see anywhere from 3 to 5 quarterbacks going in the first round. Some's got none. So I mean, it's all over the place.
Okay.
So 26.
26. the Seattle Seahawks select the best all-around athlete, Jabril Peppers. He fits with them. He could play anywhere. He could play linebacker. He could play safety. He could play stand up defensive end. Defensive end's a stretch. He's not that big, but he can play a lot of things. And with that zone scheme that they play, he has pick city all over.
Especially if you're not going to have, you don't know what's going on with the safety.
Earl Thomas said he was coming back.
Yeah.
If he plays one more year, I mean, you could definitely see it. And if you trade Sherman.
They could use offensive line help because Russell Wilson was running for his life last season.
All right. So the Chiefs. The Chiefs are a good team. They don't got a lot of holes. Not a lot. They've got some. And I think secondary is one of them. Even though they have Marcus Peters, probably the best corner in the game.
Like two of their four the secondary positions are set. Peters and Barry, they're good.
That's why I have them selecting a corner, Marlon Humphreys. Because I feel like they get another young guy in there with Peters, with Barry. You can solidify that secondary because their linebacker core. Although if they wanted to go, if somebody like Zach Cunningham falls a linebacker to replace some of the older guys that they have at linebacker, I could see them doing that. But I've got them going with a corner. All right.
I like it, but I think if Cook falls, that's where we end up because Charles gone.
I can see.
Yeah, but they like Spencer Ware a lot.
And I hear a lot of Deshaun Watson being picked there as well if he falls.
That's true.
They could go Kaiser.
All right, what you got, 28?
Who, the Dallas Cowboys?
Yep.
I have them selecting safety / cornerback, Obi Menifee.
He killed it at the combine, too.
Yes. And I'm sorry, Jerry Jones is big on combine stands out. Look at Jones. He's quick to pull the trigger.
Byron Jones is good too. We do need a corner because we lost two of the guys.
And that's why I went with
one of the drafts I see though, we need defensive line like nothing else. They've got us picking TJ Watt. I'm good with that.
I have TJ Watt going, but he's not to them.
We need defensive help, so I'll be okay with any of that. We need it.
Okay.
Number 29,
the Packers select the best available corner, who is Gerrion Conley out of Ohio State.
Another Ohio State player.
Ohio State secondary is probably the best secondary in college football in the last 10 years. Oh, it's so good.
And the Packers could use a running back because they have a lot of questions
they
there.
They could, but did you watch them games? They can't stop nobody in the air. They've got to get somebody.
They were talking about Montgomery is going to be the featured back next year.
Yep.
We'll see.
Okay. The Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yep.
Where am I at? 29?
30.
30. Defensive end. Charles Harris out of Missouri. This kid's good.
That's a good one.
He's got high motor.
They need somebody.
He's fast. And he
gets after Tom Brady.
Okay. This thing.
Number 31.
31, the Falcons. Okay. This pick. I basically put this pick in here because I think this guy is worth a first round pick. I don't think this is what the Falcons will do, but I think it makes sense for them to. I have them picking tight end O.J. Howard because their defense played well.
They
have a lot of young guys, but Jacob Tammy ain't getting it done no more, all right? And O.J. Howard can come in there with that high-speed offense because he can block because he played for Nick Saban. He can block, and he can come out on some of those, like, bootlegs out to the other side. I mean, we've seen him do it in national championship games repeatedly. He's good at that.
Man, he's going to be open with all those weapons out there in Atlanta.
Okay.
I don't think Howard's going to last that long.
Yeah, I mean,
I
he's
don't
going
either.
Top 10.
I don't know who's going to pick him in the top. Like
Tennessee.
Why would
or
you
the
take
Jets.
Okay, first of all, why would Tennessee? They got Delanie Walker. Delanie Walker is one of the top five tight ends in the league.
Yeah, but this
Mariota has good chemistry with Walker.
I don't like getting a tight end top 10, but
I don't either.
This guy is the best tight end.
Is he? Because I ain't never seen him do anything great except the national championship.
That's
well,
true.
Alabama true. Used them different, but his combine numbers were insane.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, this is good. You got Saints 32.
I have them taking TJ Watt.
I'm DN.
Even though I think he's more of an outside linebacker than he is a DN. And I think that the defensive line is the Saints' worst
they need
position
help.
On the
like,
field.
They shored up the linebacker position, taking A.J. Klein from us, which sucked.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And then just for gigs, I got round two, first pick, Cleveland Browns select, Kaiser.
Deshaun Kaiser.
Deshaun Kaiser.
Notre Dame.
All right.
Because well, I good. Think – don't you think that's smart? Think about it. Seriously. If you're the Browns, you take Myles Garrett at one. You take Jonathan Allen at 12. And right. then you get DeShone Kizer at the first right. round of the first pick
or
of the second round.
Or get one of the other quarterbacks that stay there.
I'm just saying.
I agree. Or All right. you make a trade for Brewers. All right.
We'll that see is, how it plays out.
That's it. We'll see how it works Thursday. That is two legit.
That was a lot of work draft. Right there,
that was
man.
A lot of work. He spent an hour and a half.
It took me like an hour and a half.
All right, man, let's move into breakdown, true or false, to end the show.
True or false?
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
True or false?
All right, true or false. Joe Mixon will be the best running back taken in the draft.
True.
Wow, true.
True.
Not a doubt in my mind.
And like I was talking about,
over Cook and everybody,
he's a top five pick.
If we don't get Fournette, I would love to see us take a safety from the kid from LSU if he falls to us and take Joe Mixon in the second or third round. I don't care about his past right now. Let's put that behind
him. Yeah, but the Panthers do.
They don't want to win a Super Bowl.
I will say.
I think they should take Dalvin Cook. That's me.
I want Dalvin Cook personally too.
I agree. I think y'all should get Cook. We'll see what they do. I agree. True. Browns will have the best draft of all teams in this year's draft.
Falls. They'll have the most players.
I'm going to say true.
I mean, the first
I'm believe
pick
the
is
going to
– it's going to weigh that balance way out there,
How can you say that and you say you think Myles Garrett is going to be a bust?
Okay, about side Myles Garrett.
Okay.
Right, I'll say false.
I think it's true, man.
Really? Because you think they're going to pick Mitch Trubisky?
He on that Carolina
go
guy.
Go Mitchell Trubisky bandwagon here. No, I'm just kidding. I think, personally, what I'm getting ready to say is what they're getting ready to do. Jags will trade Blake Bortles to the Browns and select DeShone Watson.
I hope not. I still got faith in Blake Bortles.
I do, too. But I'm going to say true because it makes sense, and he's going to go somewhere and actually be able
so
to do
what,
something.
So what, they're going to get four? They're going to get the fourth pick? Or are they just going to swap?
They'll get the fourth pick. They'll swap. Because then at 12, you can get another quarterback. We'll see. Myles Garrett would be a bust.
False.
True. SEC will have 12 first-round selections in the first round.
12.
Right now, they're projected 11.
That's false. I think they'll have over 8, but I don't think it'll be 12.
I'm going to say true.
Reuben Foster 12. Falls out of the first round after what came back out of Reuben Foster.
Well, don't forget LSU, Florida. Oh, now you got Brantley in trouble.
Brantley's in trouble, too. He'll probably fall a little bit.
False. It's going to be close.
It's going
to
be close.
All right. There will be 3.5 quarterbacks selected in the first
three
round.
3.5? What's a half a quarterback?
Mitchell Trubisky?
There will be 3 quarterbacks selected in the first round.
True.
Yeah, that's true.